Lecture 12, Color Patterns I. EB 187, Ecology and Evolution of Color, Week 6, Professor Michael Alfaro, May 7th, 2026. Source Deck, LEC 12, Slides.qmd, 23 Content, Slides plus 1 Title, Q Conventions. For Fragment Reveals, for Think Pair Share, Stage Directions in. Title Slide. Good morning. Lecture 12. Color Patterns. On Tuesday, we ended with the mixing continuum, the synthesis of the entire color mechanism unit. Today, we leave mechanism behind and ask the next question. Once a mechanism is in place, how does the body decide where to put it? Slide 1, Tuesday Recap. 6 photographs. 6 positions on the continuum. Quick pass. Position 1, Turaco. Pure pigment. Turaco verdin in the feather barb. Bleach the feather, color is gone. Grind the feather, color survives. Position 2, Tanager. Carotenoid in the cortex plus an ordered keratin layer beneath. The reflective backing doubles saturation. Position 3, Papilio. Yellow pigment plus a concave multilayer adding blue iridescence. I mixes them to emerald. Position 4, Green Parrot. Spongy beta-keratin makes the blue, Psittacofulvin filters it yellow. Subtractive mixing in tissue gives green. Position 5, Peacock. Melanin rods packed in a 2D photonic lattice. The pigment is the building block of the structure. Position 6, Morpho. Christmas tree ridges of clear chitin. No pigment in the blue. Bleach does nothing. Grind destroys it. Mechanism is set. Today, how does it get arranged in space into stripes, bars, and spots? Slide 2, Cuttlefish Camouflage. Last week, we talked about chromatophores as units of color. Here is what they look like in action. Cephalopod chromatophores expand and contract in milliseconds. Same machinery as the Coleopteris and tree frog from Tuesday, just on a faster clock. Slide 3, Chameleon Iridophores. The video opens with a Morpho butterfly intro, a LEC 11 callback. The structural color framework. Then it cuts to the chameleon. Watch the iridophore lattice spacing change. Cells expand. Lattice spacing increases. Reflected wavelength shifts red. That is structural color modulated by cell biology, pure LEC 9 to 10 physics with LEC 11 cellular control. Slide 4, Bird of Paradise. The superb bird of paradise. Watch the courtship display. This bird is using mechanism, structural color in the throat shield, super black background feathers from LEC 11, and a precisely arranged spatial pattern. The pattern is the signal. 3 questions latent in this video. First, how does the male assemble those colors? LEC 8 to 11. We did that. Second, how does the body know to put those patches where they are? Today's lecture. Third, why does the female care? LEC 14 to 16. Coming up. Today's pivot is from mechanism to arrangement. Slide 5, 3 questions. The agenda for today. 1. What patterns exist? Stripes, bars, spots, ocelli, reticulations. 2. Where do the cells come from? Neural crest for chromatophore lineages. 3. How do cells self-organize? Short-range repulsion, long-range help, Turing dynamics. The arc note at the bottom. Mechanism, LEC 8 through 11. Arrangement today. Function, LEC 14 through 16. We are in the middle of a 4-week structural arc. Slide 6, pattern diversity. 8 photographs. I'm not going to lecture. I'm going to point. Tiger. Zebra. Leopard. Giraffe. Cuttlefish. Dart frog. Bicyclus eye spots. Peacock eye spot. Every one of these started as an unpatterned embryo. What rules could possibly produce all of this? A single developmental program would be impossible. But a small toolkit of patterning rules applied to different cells with different parameters in different body regions can produce everything you see here. That is the through line for both days. Slide 7, naming patterns. A taxonomy of pattern elements. Stripe, bar, spot, ocellus, reticulation, vermiculation. Don't memorize this. Use it as a reference. 2 terminology warnings. Ichthyologists call horizontal bands stripes. Some herpetologists call vertical bands stripes. The nymphalid ground plan is the lepidopterist system. Cross-taxon comparisons need explicit definitions. The important pedagogical move is here. Endler 1978 pattern is measurable. Spot size, spacing, contrast, orientation. Modern tools, Mica Toolbox, PatTR 3D, do the same job in software. For the project, you should think about pattern in measurable terms, not just verbal categories. A pattern is only a pattern if a viewer can resolve it. LEC6 spatial acuity sets the pattern's effective grain. Slide 8, cell palette. The chromatophore lineages. We met these in LEC11 at the molecular level. Today we treat them as spatial agents, units that get placed somewhere in the skin. Melanophore, melanin, black and brown. LEC8. Xanthophore, pteridines and carotenoids, yellow. LEC8. Erythrophore, ketocarotenoids, red. LEC8. Iridophore, guanine platelets, blue and silver. LEC 9 and 10. Mammals and birds have only melanocytes. Pattern complexity reflects palette size. Fish and herps with the full four-cell palette get an order of magnitude larger pattern phenotype space. That asymmetry is going to come back when we hit Murray's scaling rule later. Slide 9, TPS, cell stack. Three organisms. Emperor angelfish. Leopard. Dart frog. Pairs for each identify which chromatophore types are involved and what stacking order. 90 seconds. Talk to your neighbor. The expected answers. Emperor angelfish, full palette. Iridophore guanine layer giving the blue. Melanophore stripe pattern on top. Xanthophore over yellow regions. Stacking matters for the green where xanthophore and iridophore overlap. Leopard, melanocytes only. The spotted appearance comes entirely from spatial regulation of one cell type. Eumelanin clumps in spot regions. Dart frog, three-layer chromatophore unit from LEC11. Xanthophore on top, iridophore middle, melanophore deep. Here is the reveal. The dart frog and the emperor angelfish use the same chromatophore stack. The leopard uses one cell type. The cell palette doesn't predict the pattern. The rules of cell placement do. That is where Turing comes in. Slide 10, two ways. This is the conceptual heart of the lecture. Two genuinely different developmental logics. Both real. Both operating in nature. Pre-pattern. Walpert 1969, the French flag model. A morphogen is set up across a tissue. Bicoid in fly embryos. BMP in vertebrate limbs. Cells read concentration like reading a thermometer and decide identity from where they sit. Identity is positional. Body coordinates map to color. Examples, butterfly eye spots, fly bristles, vertebrate limb digits. Self-organization. Turing 1952, reaction diffusion. Two diffusible signals couple. Activator promotes itself plus the inhibitor. Inhibitor diffuses faster. Periodic instability emerges spontaneously. There is no pre-existing map. The pattern is the dynamics. Examples, zebrafish stripes, jaguar rosettes, cichlid bars. Real animals do both. Different body regions can use different logic in the same animal. A leopard's body is a Turing canvas. A leopard's face is positional information. Today we tour the evidence for each. Slide 11, condo angelfish. This is the single most persuasive slide in the developmental biology side of the course. Pomacanthus imperator, the emperor angelfish. As the fish grows, the number of stripes increases. If stripes were a fixed pre-pattern, they would just spread apart as the body lengthens. Instead, new stripes appear by branching, exactly what a Turing simulation predicts. Kondo and Ase wrote down the equations and matched the stripe spacing dynamics quantitatively. This is the proof that Turing operates in a real animal. 43 years after Turing's 1952 paper proposed reaction diffusion, the biology lagged the math by half a century. Then the biology arrived. Slide 12, cheetah cubs. Pattern is not a fixed image. It is a developmental trajectory. Cheetah cubs are born with a long silvery dorsal mantle that obscures their spots. The mantle fades over the first 3 months. The adult phenotype emerges. Same point applies to tapir babies, lion cubs, wild boar piglets. Stripes that fade with age. A simple Turing parameter set is unlikely to explain this. There must be temporal modulation of the patterning machinery. The bridge to the previous slide is intentional. Kondo just showed us pattern rearranging on a growing fish. Cheetah cubs show pattern fading on a growing mammal. Pattern is dynamic across the lifespan. Slide 13, Turing Math, Minute Earth. The equations on screen are exactly Turing's 1952 reaction diffusion equations. The cartoon explainer just walked us through the math. Now let's see how those equations get extracted from real cells. Slide 14, Cell Rules. Nakamasu et al. 2009 used cell ablation in zebrafish to extract the actual cell interaction rules. Remove melanophores in defined regions. Watch what happens to surrounding xanthophores. Two rules. Rule 1, short range, melanophore and xanthophore repel each other. Rule 2, long range, melanophore promotes xanthophore survival via gap junctions. Watanabe and Kondo 2015 showed the long-range channel is gap junction-mediated. The Fraunhofer 2013 zebrafish mutant figure. Wild type at panel A, full stripes. Panels C through F, iridophore mutants RSE and should. Stripes break up into spots. Same Turing system, one gene perturbed, spots not stripes. The leopard zebrafish story, Watanabe 2006, is the same logic with a different gene. Connexin 41.8. The pedagogical point is not the math. It is this. Cells follow simple local rules. A single gene change alters the rules. The global pattern reorganizes. That is Turing flavor Evo Devo in one slide. Slide 15, cell migration video. Watch the cells move. Black cells are melanophores, moving by amoeboid motility. Yellow cells are xanthophores, filling the spaces. They repel each other on contact. They sustain each other at distance through gap junctions. After hundreds of cell-cell interactions, stripes emerge. There is no master plan, no coordinate system, just thousands of cells executing two interaction rules. The pattern is what emerges when the rules run to equilibrium. LEC 11 callback, last week we met chromatophores as the units of color. Today we are seeing them as the units of pattern. Same cells, two functional roles. Slide 16, labyrinth intuition. Why a labyrinth? Every white wiggle is a high activator pocket, a region of cells locked into one state. Around each wiggle, a faster spreading inhibitor keeps neighbors at bay. Three local rules produce the labyrinth. 1. Activator self-promotes. Wiggle tips can extend. 2. Inhibitor diffuses faster. Wiggles can't merge. 3. Tips bend away from other tips. Wiggles snake and branch instead of straightening into stripes. The parameter knob. Tweak the diffusion ratio. Ratio up stripes. Middle, labyrinth. Ratio down spots. Same equations. Three different patterns. No map. No designer. Just chemistry. This exact labyrinth zone is where every spotted by inverse spotted salmonid hybrid lands. Cross a parent at one end of parameter space with a parent at the other end. The F1 sits in the labyrinth zone in between. We will see it Tuesday. Slide 17, Murray scaling. A teaser. Tuesday we go deeper. Today the punchline. Mouse, uniform. Body too small for one wavelength. Cheetah, spots. Leopard, rosettes. Tiger, stripes. Elephant, uniform. Too large. Instability damps. Same Turing equation. Body size is the boundary condition. James Murray showed this with a single equation in 1981. The bonus fact. Spotted cats can have striped tails. But striped cats never have spotted tails. Cheetahs have stripes on the tail tip. Tigers don't have spots. The model predicts this. At the small diameter of a tail, the same activator-inhibitor dynamics produce stripes by default. LEC 11 callback, this is mostly a mammal story because mammals have only one chromatophore type. The same scaling rule applied to fish or herp would be cleaner if the cell palette weren't already adding pattern dimensions. Slide 18, eye spots. The alternative logic to Turing. Bicyclus and Enana. Wing eye spots. The focal cell, a small group of cells in the late wing disc, secretes a morphogen. Surrounding cells read the gradient and decide their identity from where they sit. Concentric pigment rings. That is positional information in the strict sense. The experimental punchline is striking. Brakefield, Carol. Beldade transplant experiments. Take a fragment of larval wing disc containing the focal cells. Graft it to a new location on another wing. An ectopic eye spot appears centered on the graft. The eye spot is positionally specified by the focal cells. The connection to mechanism layers is non-trivial. The rings of an eye spot are not monochromatic. The inner black ring is melanin LEC8. The outer rings often involve structural color LEC9 and 10. So an eye spot is positional information saying where to put rings, plus mechanism saying how each ring colors itself. Both lecture stack. Same animal class as zebrafish. Completely different developmental logic. Slide 19, Mimulus. Plant petal patterns are nearly always Walpert. Plants don't have migrating cells. Anthocyanin biosynthesis is decided locally, position by position, based on transcription factor gradients of MYB, BCLH, and WD40 proteins. Animals migrate cells so they can self-organize. Plants don't migrate cells, so they can't. Mimulus lewisii, the bumblebee-pollinated monkey flower. The bullseye. In VUV vision, LEC6 callback, the center is darker, UV-absorbing anthocyanin. The periphery is brighter. The bullseye is invisible to humans, but obvious to a foraging bee. Pollinator vision sets the receiver context for plant pattern. Pattern plus receiver equals signal. That is next week. Slide 20, synthesis. Self-organization on the left. Turing. Local rules, periodic output. Zebrafish, cichlid, jaguar, seashell. Pre-pattern on the right. Walpert. Gradient, positional readout. Butterfly eye spot, feather barbule, vertebrate digit. Most real animals use both in different body regions. The same animal can be Turing on the body and Walpert on the face. Slide 21, Project TPS. Pull up the fish photo you've chosen for the project. 3 minutes with your neighbor. Three questions. One, cell palette. Which chromatophore types are present? Iridescent blue means iridophore. Matte black means melanophore dominant. Saturated red means erythrophore. 2. Patterning rule. Does the pattern look more positional, with specific markings at specific locations, or self-organized, with periodic stripes or spots? 3. One testable prediction. If you knocked out melanophore-xanthophore communication, what would change? The project framing is now structured. 3 questions, every fish, every time. Bring your answers to Lab Wednesday. They will seed the project write-up. Slide 22, looking ahead. Tuesday. 5 threads. Pattern blending. Miyazawa's hybrid salmonids. Murray's scaling rule, full version, with the cheetah tail prediction. Evo-Devo, Heliconius, master regulators, WNTA, optics, double sex. Single gene flips, Agoutis, leopard, ALX3. Bridge to function, same patterns, 3 different jobs. Entrance ticket Tuesday. Predict the F1 hybrid pattern from 2 salmonid parents. Bring your intuition. We will test it. Slide 23, exit ticket. 3 options. Pick 1. Could a butterfly eye spot form via Turing dynamics? Why or why not? B. Could a zebrafish stripe form via positional information? Why or why not? C. Pick 1 organism from today and identify its cell palette and likely patterning rule. Submit on Bruin Learn before midnight. The framework you used in the project TPS is the framework you will use for the rest of the unit. Today we made the move from mechanism to arrangement. Tuesday we go from arrangement to evolution. See you Tuesday.